I think it's still morning.
Say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright. Alright. You say you got a real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright. Alright. Institution. Well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow. Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright.
Thomas Paine Podcast, what's happening out there on Wednesday? The soundtrack. What the hell's going on?
If you lose your money, great God, don't lose your mind. If you lose your money, great God, don't lose your mind. And if you lose your woman,
oh, it's a busy day already. A lot of stuff going on. I say that every night. I mean, nothing changes. We appreciate you folks on Paine.tv. It's getting a little confusing around here as we roll out now two different podcasts. We have one on Paine.tv for our subscribers as a video podcast. The content is different from the Thomas Paine Podcast on the public side. Most of it is the same, but we make some tweaks on the Paine.tv. And when you talk all day to people, to sources, when it comes time to turn the microphone on, well, your voice is had it. We had a hot wire, which is a our premiere level on Pain.tv. That was scheduled to be out last night. It's getting kicked to tonight because we have so much stuff coming in. It's piling up, and we're working on many different things. So bear with us. I guess welcome to December. Hey, we should play some Merle Haggard. Let me look that up. You know, I just watched the video. There it is. It's playing in the background. I'll play it for you in a minute. Hit the wrong button. There's a lot of stuff going on here. I just watched the video, and I didn't know what video to kick off with tonight. But after watching this, this is the last video we cut. And I have to play it first because it completely was over the edge. It's at my blood pressure. I usually like to listen to a little rock and roll or some punk rock before we get rolling here to get me going, get the blood flowing. And, well, I did that. And then I watched this video, the final video I cut. I said, oh, we forgot to cut this video. So I said, we'll cut it. And I said, I think many people will be as pissed off listening to this fool as I was. But before we get there, how about a little Merle? Ease things in, and it's going to get busy quick.
If we make it through December, everything's going to be all right, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime, maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine. Got laid off down at the factory, and their timing's not the greatest in the world. Heaven knows I've been working hard. I wanted Christmas to be right for Daddy's girl.
I wanted Christmas to be right for Daddy's girl. Well, who doesn't want that? Well, the people who are running the country, quote unquote, running the country. I told you folks many times, just stop listening to these fucking cartoons. That's what they are. And they're losers. They're losers, plain and simple. Number one, I'll break it down for you real quick. Help you folks out there. One, why they are losers. They were losers their entire lives. That's why they went into politics. Whether they're pushed around or marginalized or psychopaths or sociopaths or maniacs or narcissists, they gravitate toward D.C., state politics, local politics. It's the same assholes. Year after year, decade after decade, generation after generation. That's number one. Number two, something to remember. It's very important in this country, at least. In many other countries, because they're losers and they've been pushed around and there's something wrong with all these folks and they never stood up for themselves growing up. Look, everybody gets pushed around a little bit. You have to stand up for yourself, right? Because of the way they were brought up, the Bill Gateses of the world, etc., they have some chip on their shoulder where they have to, you know, exact revenge. But more importantly, they don't have what it takes to go all the way. So they come out with these half measures, and they come out with these simulations and this bullshit, and they come out with these mandates, but they don't know how to actually do these things, nor do they really have the guts to stick with it. So I've told people, just stay committed to what you're doing, get in their face, and these guys will wilt. They eventually will back down. That's as simple as that. And that's all we have. That's all you got out here. You have to channel, I've said it before, your inner badass and get in their faces and watch them come unglued. Now these losers and these posers come from all walks of life, and you seem also gravitate towards journalism, network journalism, etc. We're going to play one of these losers in a minute here. But keep that in mind. They don't have the guts to go all the way because they're not committed. Because they never really had to work for anything hard in their lives. Because they don't know what the fuck they're doing. They have no skill set. You know, slashing people's throats and stabbing people in the back on the way up the political ladder is not necessarily a skill set. It doesn't really apply out here. And when they take on real Americans, leaders, movers and shakers, entrepreneurs, mama bears, etc., they're outmatched. It doesn't seem that way to you because they have the media in their pocket, but these fucking loser geek fairies in the media are in the same pot. I work with these guys and women. They're fucking nuts. Not only are they nuts, they're milquetoast and wimps. That's all you have to remember. The most committed wins. And these guys don't have the backbone to stay committed. They're going to get in a street fight with you. They'll run away. Think about it. You think Mayor Pete has ever kicked any ass? Fuck out of here. Somebody who does need an ass kicking. Let's go to this toolbox. I don't understand how this guy's... Well, I do understand basically what I just said. He gives financial advice. If you watch this guy and you listen to his advice for a month, you go bankrupt and you invested what he told you. He's a fucking moron. That's why he's on TV. That's why there's no serious Wall Street guys on television giving out advice. This guy's a fucking clown. CNBC. The whole network is a clown network. If you watch CNBC every day, all they do is shuffle in people to help boost the hosts and everybody else involved with CNBC. Help boost up their own stock portfolios, right? They invest in Pfizer, and they'll have the CEO in. What's going on at Pfizer? Oh, my God. It's not reality. They tell you to invest in these things, right? You take a fucking bath. These guys are posers. They're liars. And it's unfortunate that they play to so many unsuspecting dupes who think that these guys are down with what's going on Wall Street and investment and finance. I mean, I worked at Citi 10 years. We used to laugh at these guys. The guys that... The top traders at Citi would laugh at these guys. I mean, killers. These guys are Wall Street killers. They say, those guys are a joke. They're wrong about everything. That's why they're on TV, to help mislead you, help steal your money so that rich people can get richer and you get poorer. But this dope, a Philadelphia guy, and he's such a caricature of the liberal pieces of shit that are in Philadelphia now and who, you know, walk around, I'm from Philadelphia. You're a piece of shit. You have no idea what the Constitution is. You have no idea what due process is. You have no idea what civil rights are. You have no idea what civil liberties are. Right? Because it's, we need to get back to making business so my stock portfolio and my businesses can do well. It's just a regular parade of the haves and the puppets of the haves that we are barraged with. I don't know if that's proper usage, and I don't particularly care. Inundated with, waterboarded with, perhaps might be better. These are the elites of the country and the representatives trying to brainwash you and make you feel bad for having a backbone and living a life that the founding fathers and your creator meant for you to live. Oh, not according to these guys. They know what's best for you. Let's go to the videotape.
With the new Omicron variant sweeping the globe, how do we finally put an end to this pandemic? How do we save lives and get business back to normal so everybody can put dinner on the table? Simple. The federal government needs to require vaccines, including booster shots, for everyone in America, by, say, January 1st. There are still some things that need to be done at a national level, and this is one of them. But as we brace for another wave of new deaths from a virus that has killed more Americans than World War II or even the Civil War, it's time to admit that our government has lost the ability or the will to make our people do the right thing. Nobody wants to be the bad guy. So we've allowed a pastiche of uncoordinated health organizations to dictate an on-again, off-again series of measures that mostly just leave us baffled and confused. We haven't centralized the issue to the point where the White House actually seems to take responsibility. Let's see, first was the CDC, and then the FDA, then the National Institutes of Health, mostly coordinating policy through talk shows. Then we left vaccination policy to individual companies. Now it's toothless OSHA going back and forth on what's allowed in factories, but nobody with any power is saying the frontline workers need to be vaccinated. It's just plain wrong, and most of us are sick of it, even as a vocal anti-vax minority is always grabbing the mic. This charade must end. The government must require vaccinations, not of this group or that group, not company by company, not cruise ship by cruise ship or airline by airline or governor by governor. The buck stops at the White House. Some of us are old enough to remember when we were told we had to get a needle stuck into our arms because of some disease that was so scary we were afraid to talk about it. The disease was called polio. No one knew how you got it, but you were scared to go to a place where anyone might congregate, a swimming pool, a park. Then we got a vaccine that worked, and President Eisenhower said we would end polio. He pulled it off because he didn't give us any choice. Soon after, as if the needle were too hard, they came up with a sugar cube. They being the scientists at the time, and we lined up and took them too. Mine tasted like maraschino cherries. Yeah, like the Del Monte fruit cocktail my mom served, but only better. Lord knows what happened if you didn't partake, but back then, anyone who refused to get vaccinated would get ratted out immediately because we knew that person could hurt other people. The common wheel was a common wheel. Now we're engaged in a similar struggle with COVID, and Eisenhower would be aghast. We have immunocompromised people who are incubators for every variant to come, walking around lawfully unvaccinated? That's psychotic. We have companies that have tried hard to get people vaccinated and now backing down. We have governors who want to be president by grandstanding on a foolish states' right issue, the right to get sick, get other people sick. So it's time to admit that we have to go to war against COVID. Require vaccination universally. Have the military run it. If you don't want to get vaccinated, you better be ready to prove your conscientious objector status in court. And even then, you need to help in the war effort by staying home until we finally beat this thing. Then you know what would happen? Oh, there would be a new variant in some unvaccinated part of the world. Then someone flies here from there, and some of us will get a flu, and we'll take a pill from Pfizer once it can ramp up its antiviral, and it'll be like influenza. Now, it will kill some, but not many. Maybe 50,000, the average flu deaths for the last decade, not 500,000.
There you go. There's a real communist. It's crazy. I said yesterday that guys like Fauci and his fake boss, Dr. Francis fucking guitar strap Collins at the NIH, right? That they've been handled and are being handled by top intel guys or former intel guys. You can tell by the way their rhetoric has changed. They've gone on the attack. They're learning tradecraft, which is part of spycraft. It's a fancy name in intel for spycraft, and you learn it through the years, piece by piece, case by case, but they're getting a crash course in it. And part of the collateral narrative from that is when Fauci started comparing coronavirus fake vaccines to the fucking polio vaccine. Now, my mom had polio, so I know a lot about polio. That doesn't make me an authority, but I know a whole lot more fucking about polio than this dick-faced Kramer does. Get up here, Mildred! He's going to lose it tonight! I fucking might. Kramer better hope we don't run into him in Philly one. He'll be running around, running from wherever we see him with his tail between his legs. Because he has a fucking tail, because all rats have a tail. I know a little bit more about polio than fucking stupid Fauci does, too, believe me. I had a crash course growing up. Anyway. The argument to bring polio into this and the polio vaccine into this is a professional argument, a professional narrative that professionals sit down and formulate and brainstorm and spitball and say, you know what? We're going to try to scare the hell out of the public again. And we're going to use polio to do it. They're not telling you, of course, that the coronavirus, whatever the fuck it's called these days, folks have a 99.8, 99.9 kids have a 99.9% chance of recovery, survival, whatever you want to call it. That's not polio. It's not anywhere close to polio. So they use polio as a straw man. The straw man argument. Bill Clinton was famous for this. Barack Obama was famous for this. Are you picking up a fucking pattern here? Famous bullshitters are professionals at creating the straw man. In other words, you bring something into the argument, has nothing to do with anything. And you pin your entire argument on it. Makes no sense. You're creating a fake foundation. Anyway. He sits there, this Kramer dope, sits there and talks about polio and people have to do their part. We have to get back to business. You know what? Let's fucking play. Fuck it. This piece of shit. I'll tell you, this guy really got my fucking goat. He really got me this. Let's pause this. We'll come back to this. Hey, what the hell? We'll break this idiot down. Let's do that. Listen, we're going to have a lot of fun tonight, too, so relax. Sit back and relax tonight, this morning, whenever you're listening. We got videos. We got some good analysis for you. And we have plenty of assholes to go around. And why not start it off right?
The ability or the... With the new Omicron variant sweeping the globe...
Omicron. He doesn't even know how to fucking pronounce it. That's when you know you're dealing with an expert, when he can't even pronounce a fucking... A letter and word from the Greek alphabet. A real seasoned cement head. Where'd this guy go? To the Ivy League, I would imagine.
How do we finally put an end to this pandemic? How do we save lives and get business back to normal so everybody can put dinner on the table?
Oh, is that what it's about? Putting dinner on the table? Right? No, the whole thing is set up to take dinner off our table so assholes like this can get richer. People with massive stock portfolios. They fucking parade people on their shows. They pump up. Where's the disclosure at? How do we know what these guys are invested in? Right? These fucking buffoons on CNBC. How do we know what they're invested in when they parade these people onto their shows and pump up the stocks? Right? We don't. How do we know what Fauci's invested in? We don't. We don't because it's a corrupt fucking circus.
Simple. The federal government needs to require vaccines, including booster shots, for everyone in America. I say January 1st. There are still...
So he wants everybody in America to get vaccines by January 1st. First of all, that's fucking impossible. Even if everybody who's unvaccinated, the few people in this country that still have a goddamn brain, even if they volunteered and said, yeah, we're going to do that. The impossibility, it's impossible. The guy's a fool. Number two, the Biden administration is taking an ass whooping in the courts trying to mandate this. So how does he think? He seems to think that the White House, well, of course, all communists think this way, that you can just wave a pen or a wand or a gun in somebody's face and they'll do what you want them to do. It doesn't work that way in this country, Jim. Well, not yet, or at least it's still, we're hanging on by a thread at this point, but the White House has already done this, idiot, and it's not working out. So if they did it again, it would be null and void because the federal courts, see, this idiot fails to understand how the country works. The federal courts are beating the shit, as of right now, out of Biden's mandates. And I haven't looked at the news from the Young Bucks. Maybe that'll be in there. I think some of it will, but we've discussed it. Now, once it gets to the corrupt Supreme Court, well, who knows? But for right now, mandates aren't going to fucking do anything because they're being shot down. They're being paused. There's court-ordered stays on these things. They're not working. And nor should they, because they're completely unconstitutional. But to communists like this, and this guy's a front man, he's a puppet, right? And the only reason I'm highlighting this fool is because this is the way, this is the message that they want you to be bombarded with. This guy is not capable of coming up with an original idea. He's a fool. He's being told, just like Fauci, just like Collins, they're being coached up to say these things. And then they use their shows as a platform, right? They have to say these things. They're spokespeople for the elites. He's not capable of an independent thought. And folks like this are so compromised, they wouldn't be able to share independent thoughts with you, even if they wanted to. They lose their job. They get yanked off the fucking airways. They're there as part of the government slash, at this point, medical industrial complex, brainwashing. That's why he's there.
Things that need to be done at a national level, and this is one of them. But as we brace for another wave of new deaths from a virus that has killed more Americans than World War II or even the Civil War.
Even the Civil War, really? Where are the stats on that? We lost 600,000 plus in the Civil War in this country. Does anybody in the right mind think with the stats, if they weren't being cooked, if the books weren't being cooked by these fucking corrupt bureaucrats, that the number of deaths in this country from coronavirus will come anywhere near that? It's preposterous.